If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Welcome. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
All right. How can I help you, my dear?
So this actually just happened to me while I was listening to you. So when you are prospecting and you say, are you open to learning about my business? And they ask, what is the business? So that's question number one. Like, what do you respond to that? And then they say, yeah, I'm open to it. And so then you say, okay, great. I have a video that explains it better than I can. How soon could you watch it? And they say, I'll let you know when I watch it.
Yeah. So first, I don't know if you're paraphrasing or if you're saying it directly, but I would never ask someone, are you open to learning about my business? Because I'm going to assume no one gives a shit about my business. They care how it may help them, right? And so if I might say, hey, I help people. Are you leading with a product or money?
Business.
Business. Okay. She didn't want to say money. Do you have money resistance?
No. I'm leading with money then. Yes.
All right. I'll back off you.
I guess I do.
Yes.
Resistance to money.
say anything but money. Business. And so I might ask, hey, I help people make extra money on social media. Is that something you'd like to learn more about? And if they say yes, I'll say, cool. You know, I'll say all the rest of what you said, but I won't say my business because no one cares. No one cares about my business. They care what's in it for me. How's this going to help me? And if you walk around the world and you non-judgmentally understand that everyone is selfishly out for themselves, and you do that in a non-judgmental way, you will be a great marketer. If I just assume that you don't care about, you know, my relationship with someone you don't know, unless I can translate it in a manner that could help you, right, then I'm going to be a better marketer. And so that would be first. But I will answer your question. So if they say, and this is the one area in scripting that I've found there's kind of a crossroads for people. So I, because of my level of posture, and posture, for those that may not know, posture is the belief in what you have regardless of external acceptance or approval. Okay? So posture is the belief in what you have regardless of external acceptance or approval. That's what posture is. So you're postured around electricity. If someone said, hey, Cassandra, I think electricity is a scam, you'd say, okie doke. You wouldn't say, really? Oh my goodness, right? You wouldn't be freaking out and searching Wiki, you know, for, you know, proof that it wasn't real. If someone came up to you and said, you know, hey, your kids are ugly, you wouldn't say, and I don't know if you have kids, Cassandra, you know, but if someone came up and said, your kids are ugly, you wouldn't say, no, they have nice personalities and, you know, you see their cute little ears. You'd say, get the hell out of here, buddy, because you're postured around your kids. You're not gonna take that crap. But most people aren't postured around network marketing. They'll let an anti-MLMer come on their IGTV or Instagram Live and mess you all up and get you all flustered and sad face, right? By the way, I have that every day. Like every, I crack up. I don't have the flustered part, but I have the whack-a-moles out there. And so because of my posture, I can pull off the how soon can you watch it? because I'm constantly positioning myself as busy. Hey, I'm really busy today, but I'm happy to send you the video. How soon can you watch it? I have learned over the years that some people just can't pull that off. And so I would release some of your anxiety about them answering that question, but I would be addicted to your follow-up. And so if they say, I'll let you know when I watch it, I would respond with posture and I would say, okay, that's fine. I'm very busy today and tomorrow, but let me know. I will do my very best to get back with you tomorrow afternoon. Now that's a postured answer. That's a, oh, shoot. I thought she was begging me over here and dang, she's actually up to something. That's actually very attracting. Now, people that don't understand that, they think, well, Raisies, if you say you're busy, won't they think you're too busy for them? That's not how it works. How it works is we're attracted to busy people. And I don't mean sexually necessarily, but with that meaning, hey, someone's up to something. I want to, what are they up to? And I'll give you an example. I'm working on, he doesn't even know this yet because I'm working through a partner, but I'm working on a partnership with Evan Carmichael. And I love Evan. He's amazing. He doesn't even know this yet. But this is a guy making it happen. I resonate with him. So I'm like, what? We should be doing stuff together. Let's go. Now, if Evan was not making things happen, I would not be pursuing that. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. What was your second question? I'm trying to remember now.
So it was when you reach out.
First, does that help your first question?
Yes, it does. And okay. It's funny you say that because I struggle. I'm actually in your inner circle. Mm-hmm. And Katie's my coach. And we've talked about how uncomfortable I get with asking that question of how soon are you open? And so I've been trying it more, but maybe I change it to something I'm more comfortable with. I don't know.
Okay. First I'll answer my Instagram guy here. He says, can I speak in Indonesia language? I cannot. I'm sorry. That's a good question though. I almost asked that question, but let me give you a truth about prospecting. The thing that you're so nervous to ask is going to come up and smack you over and over and over and over. So some people, it's, I don't have the money. Like they're just terrified of that objection. And so they get it all the time. What you focus on, you know, and George Zalicki, I love the way he says it, the thinker thinks, the prover proves. If you think people are gonna be resistant to that question, you're going to have to experience that. And something, I had an amazing breakfast with my oldest son this morning. He is, oh my God, he's so wise. He is so smart, so wise, just amazing. And I was explaining to him the difference between, which I learned, it's not my material, I learned from Joe Dispenza, there's the Newtonian model of the world and there's the quantum model. The Newtonian model is things happen and we just observe them. Oh, there they are. Huh, someone had an objection. The quantum model is we are creating the matter and things in our life through our previous thoughts, patterns, habits. So if we give attention and emotion to a thing, good or bad, we have to experience it. So if we give a, if you start right now, let's do a little experiment. And you can let me know later, all of us on here, okay? I want you to start thinking about someone that you haven't talked to in a long time. I haven't talked to them. And I want you to be grateful that you talked to them and really feel that, like, man, not that I sure hope I talked to them, but I want you to start acting as if you have talked to them and be really grateful for that conversation. And I'll do it too. Let me think for a second here. Okay, got it. Awesome. God, it was so great to talk with him. That is so cool. Got it, right? You do the same thing and see if that comes up. Now, if you're a skeptic, if you're like, nah, I ain't doing it. this is hogwash, right? Then it ain't gonna happen for you. But try it out, just test it out. So whatever we're giving the most attention, good or bad, is what we're going to experience. So if you have resistance around that, unless you can alter that, then I would change. And I have found that is one area that I have noticed that some people really struggle with, and so they just shouldn't say it or fix it. Or so finding out how soon can you watch the video for me is kind of an optional thing. Now, if you're super postured like I am, then it's not a big deal. People tell me. I don't have an issue with it. I don't ever have someone say, I'll let you know. It just doesn't happen that way, because that is not a fear of mine. It's not a focus of mine. Okay. And so you have your choice. You can fix it and no longer have a hang up about it, and you'll probably not get it anymore. Or you can, take the easier, faster route and just no longer ask that. Say, hey, I have a video, happy to send it over to you. Just let me know when you've watched it. And if that reduces your resistance, you will get better results.
Okay, I'm gonna do the thing that's hard, and I'm gonna ask.
Good for you. Good for you. Good for you. But I would, what, and just a reminder about posture. Every communication is a chance to build posture. And posture is not being a jerk. I'm not saying be cocky or be arrogant or like, I have more important people to talk to. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, hey, I'm super busy. I got a lot going on, but tell you what, I will do my very best. I promise you, I will attempt my very best to get back with you tomorrow afternoon. Now, you may not have anything going on, but just you positioning it like that, you're going to get better results. And in section 2 of the 1 Minute Influencer, the entire section is conversation and conversion. So it actually walks you through these kind of scenarios. Not prospecting necessarily, but handling leads. So someone follows you because you're crushing it with short videos after watching section 1. What do you say to them? How do you bring it up? How do you bring what it is that you do? Or do you just tiptoe through the tulips forever and hope they ask you? No, you don't. You let them know, who is it that you help? Who is it that you could benefit from what you do?
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.